picture that shows Mr. Herman Wilhelm, who was your father's sponsor, and on the back of the picture it says that he was partly responsible. He was the founder of the Free Church, the Free Lutheran Church in Saint-Pinersdorf, and that he was partly responsible for getting your father sent over to the Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. So, do you know anything about how your dad met your mother in Dresden, and then he got hooked into this Free Church movement, and then came over? Do you know anything more about that?
That could probably be the connection, because I know that the way I always had in mind, there was a man of the same name, only that the one was Hübner and the other Hübner. I think I get that mixed up with her mother's name was Hübner. I always thought it was, but it might have been Hübner, and then the pastor, there was a Hübner, or Hübner pastor, a Free Church, a Saxon Free Church pastor in Dresden. I guess that's how my dad really seems to me, as he was a man, was impressed by the Saxon Free Church, Lutheran Free Church, and it might be that I remember his name, Wilhelm, but I can't get that clear at all. Would you say he was supposed to have been a kind of a
friend?
Was he the pastor in Saint-Pinersdorf, Wilhelm?
No, he was. He might have been. I don't think he was the pastor, but he was the founder. It says in the back of the thing. I think he was your sponsor.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he was your sponsor.
He wasn't over here when I was born, but I think he became my sponsor as being over in Germany. Mm-hmm. Wilhelm. I remember that name.
He's the one who had the house that you were to have inherited.
I think that is the idea too, Wilhelm. But he was not a pastor.
Okay. But then
I don't think
somehow your dad got interested and someone advised him to come over. Did he come over by himself?
I don't think so. I think there were a number of students
from that area over
that,
there.
From that area that came with him. Might have been even those two German Jews that were on the picture with Dan. I think there were two of them German. I believe like this Meixner. You know, we've got to know some Meixner brothers too. Two Meixners at my time at the seminary. I think Mom was acquainted with some Meixner. Meixner was pastor up in Minnesota, and my dad and Meixner corresponded for years and years. And I think he was one of those from Germany, too.
So a group of them came over, and your dad must have been fairly up in his 20s already when he came over, evidently, if he finished.
Yes, he was, must have been early 20s, because I think he was 25 when he graduated from the seminary.
Okay. And then
when he was there 3 years, he went straight on through 3 years without going back to Germany.
Then he went back and got married?
Then he went back. He was already engaged to mother before he left. He finally knew more details there too.
And so when he went back, your mother had to leave then her mother. Did she, you know, if she had any brothers or sisters?
Oh yeah, there were brothers and sisters, Jack, I think. I think the brother and sister, in fact, all living. Augusta, her sister, and Minnie.
So those would be your only relatives, blood relatives left, unless your father's sister had any children.
If you could ask those questions of Hattie, she would be more able to answer some of the things, because she corresponded with about a half a dozen of cousins over there, or even cousins want to move, you call that.
Mm-hmm.
I wish. Okay. Yeah, we had it here.
So, anyhow, so.
Because she stayed with mother-in-law. Hastings there at Wanda, and where Walter was born and where Hattie was born, she came out there, and of course Dad couldn't pay her any salary, and so she, I don't know how long she stayed then, she of her own accord, unmarried I think, went to Chicago and found a job and married a man by the name of Prexel, a Catholic. And that's all I knew. We always talked about her as Große Hanna because she was older, and our Hanna, my sister Hanna, was Kleine Hanna. Because, you know, that's really part of my mother's name, Anna or Johanna. Mm-hmm.